Greetings, everyone, from Hamilton High School. Welcome to High School Football 2013 on WHDC and WHDC.com. We have OK Green Conference action tonight as the Hamilton Hawkeyes take on the Crusaders of Hudsonville Unity Christian High School. I'm Greg Chandler. I'll be calling the action for you tonight. A couple of programs that are struggling this season. The Hawkeyes come into tonight's ball game with just a single win on the course of the season in seven games, while Unity Christian, after winning two of its first three ball games, have dropped four in a row. So both teams looking to right the ship tonight on kind of a cloudy, kind of cool night here at Hamilton High School. Hamilton, coming in with a 1-6 record. Their only win so far has been over the Coopersville Broncos last week. They were hammered by the Zeeland West Ducks by a score of 64-14. And, it was over early in that one as, West moved out to a 40-0 lead before the halftime break. And the Hawkeyes were able to get a couple of touchdowns in the second half of that contest and at least get on the board. But Chad Miller having a tough first season as head coach of the Hawkeyes. He took taking over from Chris Myers, who was the coach of the Hawkeyes for more than a decade and had great success. Unity Christian, you know, kind of an interesting situation there. Unity came in at about the same time with a football program as Holland Christian did, although they took different approaches in their path. Holland Christian went the route of starting out with some middle school teams and then a freshman team, then a JV team, and then finally in 2003 started a varsity program. Unity went completely the opposite direction. Unity started out with a varsity program right away, and they took their lumps their first couple of years, but Craig Tibby has done a very, very good job. In fact, Tibby has been the only coach the Crusaders have ever had, and he has taken Unity to the playoffs five times in the last 6 years. Unfortunately, Unity has not been able to get past the first round of the state playoffs in any of his five playoff trips. Last year, Unity was one of those rare teams, as were the Hawkeyes, to get into the state playoffs with a 5-4 record. And but they lost their playoff game and ended the season with a record of 5-5. When we come back, we'll talk more about these two teams and here on the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. And we'll be back with more after this from Hamilton. You are listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Welcome back to Hamilton High School, and time now for the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show here on 1450 WHTC. And taking a look at the Hamilton Hawkeyes so far during the course of this 2013 season, the Hawkeyes opened with a 42-20 loss to Hamilton in their opener in week one. Then in week two, they were able to come from behind and beat Coopersville, and a team that traditionally the Hawkeyes have had problems with over the years. Hamilton was able to rally in the fourth quarter and pull out a 21-20 victory over the Broncos back on September 6th. And unfortunately for the Hawkeyes, that's been their only win so far on the course of the season. Since then, they lost to Byron Center 46-10, then were shut out by Forest Hills Central by a score of 38-0. In week five, the Hawkeyes went up against Hastings and lost that ball game by a score of 40-30. That was the game which the Hawkeyes were able to actually put some offense together in that ball game, but they were not able to stop the opposing team at all in that ball game. A couple of weeks ago, we were at Holland Christian for the game between the Hawkeyes. Actually, here between the Hawkeyes and the Holland Christian Maroons, the Maroons won that game 43-27, and that was a game of two halves. In the first half, Holland Christian pretty much had its way with Hamilton, moving the ball up and down the field and completely stuffing the Hamilton offense. In fact, the Hawkeyes did not get a single first down in the first half of that game, and they were trailing 36-0, and we started the second half with a running clock. However, Howland Christian lifted its starters at the start of the second half, and Hamilton was able to take advantage. At Brady Mudd, the quarterback for the Hawkeyes, lit it up in the second half. He threw for four touchdown passes and was actually able to pull the Hawkeyes to within 43-27 and had the ball inside the Howland Christian 10-yard line in the final minute. Actually, with an opportunity to pull possibly within one score before the Howland Christian defense stiffened, and the Maroons were able to come away with the victory. Last week against Zeeland West, the Hawkeyes had all kinds of problems trying to stop Zeeland West's vaunted wing T rushing attack. It was 24-0 after the first quarter in favor of the Ducks. It was 48-0 at halftime, and the Ducks added a single touchdown in the third and fourth quarter. Hamilton got a pair of scores as well in the second half, with Hamilton falling in that ball game by a score of 64-14. Brady Mudd is really the guy who makes the Hawkeyes go. He's a quarterback. They run out of a spread formation, and they'll usually run three receivers. Usually they'll line up two receivers on one side, a single receiver on the other with a single running back. Heath Dan Vandenberg has been the most effective ball carrier for the Hawkeyes. He's been averaging about 6 yards a carry on the course of the season. Does a decent job. He also plays linebacker. A lot of the Hawkeyes go both ways. This is not a very deep Hamilton ball club in terms of participation. You look at the Hamilton teams over the years, and they usually go maybe 40 to 50 players. And Chad Miller in his first season does not have a very deep roster at all. So he's had to have a lot of guys go both ways. And it has taken a toll on the Hamilton team over the course of the season. But the Hawkeyes, playing at home tonight, looking to snap a losing streak. They're playing against a Unity team that has also been struggling to stop teams, and maybe they'll have some confidence tonight and be able to move the ball down the field against a Unity defense that has also shown some vulnerabilities as well. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. We'll be back with more of the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show from Hamilton after this. But first, a two-minute break. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Welcome back to Hamilton High School as we continue on with the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. The Hamilton Marching Band under the direction of Joe Herrick getting ready to take to the field. And talking about the Unity Christian Crusaders, like the Hawkeyes, it's been a tough year for Unity. They come in with a record of 2 wins and 5 losses. They opened with a 39-24 loss against Allendale. They came back with a pair of victories, defeating Calvin Christian 42-21. And then on September 13th over at Ray and Sue Smith Stadium, they shut out the Holland High Dutch by a score of 21-0. In that ball game, it was scoreless after one quarter, and then Unity tacked on touchdowns in each of the next three quarters and while shutting down the Dutch offense in going on to the victory. But not much has gone right for the Crusaders since then. They were beaten by Grand Rapids West Catholic 49-26. In that ball game, Unity actually jumped out to a 13-0 first quarter lead, but then West Catholic stormed back with 28 second quarter points, and they were able to roll from that point on and going on to the win. They lost to Grand Rapids South Christian 49-28, and then Zeeland West, a couple of weeks ago, the Ducks rolled 54 against the Crusaders in winning at 54-20. And just like that, what happened to the Hawkeyes last week, Zeeland West jumped out to a 24-0 lead against Unity and then added another touchdown in the second quarter and three more touchdowns in the third in going on to the win. Last week, Unity played against the Byron Center Bulldogs, and once again, Unity got off to an early lead. They led 7-0, and then Byron Center came back, even things up at the half at 14. But then in the second half, the Bulldogs got it going. They scored a pair of touchdowns in the third quarter and two more touchdowns in the fourth quarter and ended up winning it going away by a score of 41-21. Now, Unity Christian runs primarily a running attack. Craig Tibby likes running a power attack. Usually they'll run out of a T formation or maybe a variation of it. Maybe we'll see a wing back on one side, but they are primarily a ground-oriented team, and they like to use a lot of different running backs. Their leading rusher so far in the course of the season is Jeff Snickers. I'm not sure if he's related to the rest of the Snickers family out of the Unity Christian. Of course, you know, you're familiar with Kerry Snickers, who played for Hope College, was an All-American women's basketball player, and then Tommy Snickers, who was an all-MIAA men's player for Calvin College, both of them Unity Christian graduates. Jeff Snickers is averaging about 6 yards on the course of the season. He's rushed for nearly 500 yards and scored 4 touchdowns. Casey Biker has rushed for about 400 yards on the course of the year. And then Tice Dykstra, who is the quarterback for the Crusaders, he is averaging close to 8 yards on the ground, and he's rushed for 280 yards and 4 touchdowns. Dykstra through the air, not particularly impressive passing numbers. He's only completed about 35% of his passes. They only put the ball up maybe about eight to ten times a ball game. They like to run power football, and Craig Tibby, I'm sure his strategy tonight will be to see if they can get out to an early lead and then use that ground attack and pound away against the Hamilton defense. And Hamilton has been very vulnerable to very strong rushing attacks this year. For example, in the Forest Hills Eastern game, the Hawkeyes gave up over 460 yards on the ground in that ball game, and they got gashed last week as well by the Zeeland West Ducks. So, Unity strategy tonight, very simple. Just pound, use their ground attack, pound away at the Hamilton defense, and see if they can control the line of scrimmage and see if they can get control of this ball game. When we come back, we will have the opening kickoff of tonight's ball game, and you've been listening to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. You're listening to high school football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Just about ready to get this one underway at Hamilton. The game conditions presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant at the 17th Street Y. Stop in and indulge in breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Jackie's Place. Cloudy skies. It is breezy out there. Officially, the temperature is 52 degrees. Winds out of the west at 10, gusting to 17. Although, looking at the flag right now, I would say the wind is probably more closer to the 15 to 20 mile an hour range. So it's going to be interesting conditions tonight for this ball game. There is a threat of showers, but right now it is dry here at Hamilton High School. Unity won the toss, elected to defer their choice to the second half, and Andrew DeYoung, a 5'10", 150-pound junior, gets ready to tee it up. The opening kickoff brought to you by the Hop In of Fenville. Text HOP to 80373 for specials. DeYoung approaches the ball, sends it away. It's going to be Montoya. He'll watch it sail over his head out of bounds or into the end zone, and Hamilton will get it first and 10 at its 20-yard line. Brady Mudd will come out to lead the Hamilton offense. He's completed about 58% of his passes this season. Again, he had 4 touchdown passes against Holland Christian a couple of weeks ago in a losing cause. They'll operate with a single running back. Heath Dannenberg will get the start. And they'll go with 4 receivers, Garrett Aiding, Nathan Pando, Jared Overbeek, and Dylan Burrish. Hawkeyes in the home black uniforms, white numerals, gold trim, black helmets with the gold Tiger Hawk. Dannenberg lines up to the left of Mudd, who's in the gun. Mudd's going to hand it off on the inside reverse. It's going to be Eating with it. And now it's reversed the other way, and this is going to be a big loss. Eating handed it off on a reverse going the other way to Dannenberg, and Heath Dannenberg got taken down at the 10-yard line. That's going to be a huge loss back to the 10-yard line. So that's going to be second down and long for the Hawkeyes. Up front from Hamilton for tackle to tackle, it's Zach Vandevasse, Cole Kaiser. Drew Borman is the center, Tate Knapp, and Chad Skirbeek. Second and 20, Hawkeyes. They have it, they mark it at the 11, so we'll call it second and 19. They give us to Dannenberg over the right side. He gets to the outside at the 15. He's got running room out to the 20, out the sideline at the 25, and he is knocked out of bounds near the 30-yard line. The Hawkeyes were able to seal off the outside that time, and Heath Dannenberg was able to get running room, and I believe he picked up the first down. We'll see the mark. They mark it at the 29. Hold everything. The chain gang assumed this was a first down, and it's not. It's going to be third and one. They're going to have to reset the chains. They mark the ball at the 29-yard line, and the officials see what's going on here. They're going to have to move the chains back to the 20 and 30-yard line. So it's going to be third and one after the 18-yard pickup by Dannenberg. We'll call it 19 on the play. Up front for Unity, Levi Deckinga, Luke Kinney, and Gavin Miedema is one of the down linemen as well. Unity runs a 3-4-man front. Tyler Van Kubering's an outside linebacker. Actually, we got two down linemen right now with 5 linebackers. Here's third and one. They give to Dannenberg over the right side. He plows ahead, and he's close to a first down. I don't know if he got it. Filling the hole nicely that time was Jake Helms, the linebacker, 6'2", 190 pounds, a junior. They will mark it at the 30, and it will be a Hamilton first down. So Dannenberg got enough for the first down. So the Hawkeyes able to overcome that 10-yard loss on the first play and able to pick up the first down. Hawkeyes quickly up to the line. Two receivers on the left. In the gun is Mudd with Dannenberg to his left. And Dannenberg gets the handoff up the middle and plows his way ahead to the 32, maybe the 33. Before being met by the middle of that Unity Christian defense. And that was Levi Decking, a 6'2", 283-pound senior on the snap for the Crusaders. Hawkeyes do not huddle. They get the signal from the sideline. Pickup of three for Dannenberg. The ball marked just shy of the 33. It'll be second and seven. 10:30 to go, first quarter. No score in the contest here at Hamilton. Two receivers on the left for the Hawkeyes, and this time Mudd's going to keep it himself over the left side. Mudd to the 35, up the field to the 38, 39, and he gets wrestled back. Tyce Dykstra, the cornerback, along with Brad Steenwijk, a 5'9", 150-pound outside linebacker, able to stop Mudd short of the first down. They'll give him to just shy of the 40, so it's going to be third and a yard for the Hawkeyes. Just underway here at Hamilton. Hawkeyes trying to snap a five-game losing skid. Unity trying to stop a four-game skid. Mudd's going to keep it himself. He lost the football. Bad exchange, and I think Unity recovered it. Mudd never got his hands on the football. A bad exchange between the center and quarterback, and the Crusaders have recovered the football, and they're still fighting for it. Tyler Vancouvering, the 5'7", 130-pound junior linebacker, got the recovery for Unity Christian at the 39. Now, that time, Mudd went up under center. Usually they operate out of the gun, and when you're used to operating out of the gun, sometimes you don't get a real good exchange between the center and quarterback, and that's what happened to the Hawkeyes there. So Unity gets a great opportunity. They have it at the Hamilton 39. Tyke Steinstra is the quarterback. He is a senior, 6'2", 180 pounds, and they will come out in a straight T, two tight ends, very much like what Zeeland West runs. Crusaders in the white uniforms, silver helmets, blue pants, look like Penn State uniforms. And the give on the right side, that is Jeff Snickers. He's the leading running back, 6'1", 202. He's just a junior, and Jeff gets down to the 35 of Hamilton. Second and six coming up for Unity, and they're quickly up to the line. The plays are on the wristbands of Dykstra. Straight T the formation, and the give again to Snickers over the right side. And Snickers has got running room. He's to the 20. He might go. 10, 5, and he is wrestled down, but he's in for the score. Touchdown, Unity Christian. Just a simple off-tackle play, and Jeff Snickers found an opening, and he goes 35 yards for the touchdown, and Unity Christian is first on the board tonight, 9:14 to go in the first quarter. It is Unity 6 and Hamilton nothing. Andrew DeYoung will come on for the extra point. Dykstra to hold. So Unity cashes in on the Hamilton turnover. DeYoung, the right footed soccer style kicker, sends away powerful leg. The kick is up and it is good. So the Crusaders need just two plays to cash in on the Hamilton fumble. It is Unity 7, Hamilton nothing, 9:14 to go in the first quarter back after this 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Unity Christian goes 39 yards in two plays for the score. DeYoung with a low kick this time, and Montoya is going to get a chance to return. He had a great kickoff return against Holland Christian a couple of weeks ago, and Montoya gets taken down just shy of the 20-yard line, and Jake Helms did not want to let go of Jordy Montoya after he spilled his legs out from underneath him, and they're going to mark it just shy of the 20. Montoya had a 65-yard kickoff return to start the Holland Christian game a couple of weeks ago. Unfortunately, the Hawkeyes were not able to capitalize on that great kickoff return, and he never got a chance to return the ball the rest of the night. Hawkeyes have it. They turned it over on their first possession on a bad center quarterback exchange. This time they go two receivers on the right, two tight ends in the ball game. Unity with a four-man front with a couple of linebackers up close, and Mudd's going to keep it. He goes to his right, then cuts back to his left, and he gets up to about the 22-yard line. Pickup of two for Brady. Chad Miller, the first-year head coach. Assistant coaches, Jared Randall, Connor LaFear, Dan Heasley, and Luke Soderstrom. Dan Heasley, a former Hamilton standout, had a very good career at Olivet College. And Connor LaFear, I believe, played at Kalamazoo College, where I think he played with a guy named Brant Hoverding. Here's a man in motion. They give it to Dannenberg up the middle. And check that. Oh, there's a loose football, and Unity's going to score. There was a bad exchange again. The ball popped loose, and Tyke Dykstra said, look what I found, picked it up, and goes in untouched for a touchdown. And Unity Christian has jumped out to a 13-0 lead on largely on two Hamilton turnovers. I thought Dannenberg had the football, but then the ball came loose, and Dykstra picked it up and went into the end zone. So two touchdowns in a matter of 47 seconds. High snap. Dykstra did a good job of getting the snap down, and DeYoung's kick is good. 8:27 to go in the first quarter, and Unity has jumped out to a 14-0 lead over Hamilton. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. DeYoung gets ready to approach the football, sends it deep, and Montoya will watch it sail over his head into the end zone for a touchback. And Hamilton has not gotten off to a good start tonight. Two fumbles on its first two possessions, the first setting up a short drive for 39 yards. The second fumble picked up by Tyce Dykstra, and he takes it in for six. 14-0 Unity Christian. Other games in the area tonight. It is Holland High at Zeeland West. Ducks have already jumped out to a quick 8-0 lead on a Danny Bonner touchdown run and a two-point conversion. Holland Christian, big one at Byron Center tonight. The Maroons trying for their fifth consecutive win as they play Byron Center. Zeeland East at Muskegon. West Ottawa hosting Granville. Gobles at Fenville. And Saugatuck hosting Bangor. The give on the left side, I believe that's Dannenberg on the carry, and he got nothing. They mark it right back at the 20. No gain on the play, and Hawkeyes need to find something right now. This time they go trips to the right, and we might see a mud throw out of this formation. We saw that in the Holland Christian game a couple of weeks ago. Unity with just two down linemen, but they got five linebackers. Looks like they're going to send a couple. The give up the middle, and with it, they got a different back in the ballgame right now. Nathan Pando, who normally is one of the wide receivers, is functioning as a running back right now. He got the handoff, and he was able to get up to the 25-yard line, pick up a five. But it'll be third and five for the Hawkeyes. And they've got, I don't believe Mudd is in the ballgame right now. They've got Alec Overbeek playing quarterback right now for the Hawkeyes. Mudd is not in the ballgame. Overbeek's going to keep it himself, and he gets hit by the middle of the Unity line, and he's going to lose yardage. He's going to lose yardage back to about the 24, maybe the 23. There were about four white shirts in the area. Caleb Brinks, a 278-pound defensive lineman. He's by far the biggest of the Crusaders, and Brett DeVries was there as well, one of the linebackers, and it's a three and out for the Hawkeyes. And the wheels are threatening to come off the wagon early for Hamilton. 6:42 to go first quarter. Unity's going to get the football back, and they're already up by two scores. Mudd in punt formation, standing at about his 12-yard line. Crusaders in a single safety bet formation. Mudd gets the snap. Kick is a little bit low. It hits at the 45, gets a Hamilton roll, fielded on one hop by Biker. Biker comes up field. He's in the Hamilton territory at the 45, and he gets down inside the 30. Biker was able to field it on one hop and had a little bit of running room, and he got about a 22-yard return of that punt. And Unity will have great field position again. They will have it at the Hamilton 39-yard line. Their first drive was two plays, 39 yards, following the first Hamilton fumble, and then the second possession was just the fumble return for six. So Unity has run just two offensive plays so far, but they're up by 14 points. Crusaders come up. There are two tight ends in the ballgame. straight T the formation. Dykstra's the quarterback. Looks at a five-man Hamilton in front. Now, there's a bad exchange between the center and quarterback, and I think Dykstra was able to get out at this time. Up front for the Crusaders, Anthony Schimmel, Caleb Brinks. Nick Gruppen is another of the offensive linemen. No gain on, actually they lost one on that play, so it'll be second and 11 for Unity from the Hamilton 40. 5:45 to go, first quarter, 14-0 Crusaders. Dykstra hands it off up the middle, and fighting his way inside the 35 down to the 34 is James Reyes, who's the fullback. And Reyes is not a big guy as far as fullbacks go. He goes 5'8 and a buck 50. But he was able to power his way ahead and pick up about 6 yards. Third and 5 coming up for the Crusaders. This is the 6th meeting between Unity and Hamilton, and the Crusaders lead the series 4-1. Last year, Unity beat Hamilton 28-27. Hamilton scored a late touchdown but missed fired on the 2-point conversion. Here's the handoff on the left side, and this time it was Colton DeKline, a 6'3", 185-pound junior, and he gets his legs taken out from underneath him at about the 32. It's going to be 4th and 3 for the Crusaders. I presume they're going to go for it. Casey Biker is operating. Well, he was operating as the quarterback. Check that he was one of the backs. Bringing the play in from the sideline is James Reyes, the fullback. Hamilton fans start to make some noise. They're trying to implore their defense to make a stand here. And Hamilton needs something right now. And we're going to get a timeout here. And Craig Tibby is not happy on the Unity sideline. There was probably some miscommunication there between the sideline and the line of scrimmage. And the Crusaders are going to have to eat a timeout here. 4:23 to go in the first quarter. 14-0 in favor of Unity Christian. We'd like to tell you that the broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. You know, this is week 8 of the high school football season. We will have our final regular season game next week over at Zeeland, and this is going to determine the OK Green Conference Championship. It will be Zeeland West hosting Byron Center. The two teams enter tonight's ball game with 3-0 league records. Byron Center, we mentioned, is playing Holland Christian. I will try and keep an eye on that particular ball game for you. We don't have a score on that one just yet. 6:40 will be our airtime on 1450 WHDC and WHDC.com. 4th and 3, Unity from the Hamilton 32, straight tee the set. The give is to Reyes up the middle, and Reyes is not going to get the first down. The Hamilton defense holds. Dannenberg on the stop for the Hawkeyes, and Drew Borman also in there as well. They stop him at the 30, so the Hawkeye defense holds, and they will take over on downs. So that was a big stand that time for the Hawkeyes. Zeeland West has tacked down another score against Holland. Cole Hessian just scored on a 1-yard run. It is 14-0 Ducks over the Dutch. That game's still in the first quarter. Hamilton will come out with trips left, single receiver right. Mudd is back in the ballgame at quarterback after sitting out the last series, and Mudd's going to keep it himself over the left side, and Mudd is going to be taken down right at the line of scrimmage. Case Overway, just a sophomore, 6'1", 230 pounds, drops Mudd right at the line of scrimmage. Actually, they're going to give him a yard on the play. Overway, just one of two sophomores. Christian Boss is the other. 2nd and 9, Hawkeyes. They have it at their 32. Trailing at 14-0, 3:50 to go, first quarter. Trips right the formation, single receiver left. Dannenberg lines up to the right of Mudd. Mudd back to throw for the first time. Steps up, throws down. It is intercepted. Tyce Dykstra picks it off at the 45-yard line. It was intended for Garrett Aiding, the wide receiver, but Tyce Dykstra, who had a fumble return for a touchdown earlier in this quarter, now picks off a pass. So he has had 2 turnovers tonight, and the Hawkeyes turn it over for the 3rd time already here, and we're still got 3:38 to go in the first quarter. So right now, virtually nothing going right for the Hawkeyes. Unity comes out. They have it at their 45. They give the Snickers around the right side. And Snickers has running room. In the Hamilton territory at the 45, he's got a first down, knocked out of bounds near the 40. Jeff Snickers just took it around right in, and that's about the same play he scored earlier on, a 14-yard run for Snickers. And it will be first and 10 for Unity. They have it at the Hamilton 41. 3:31 to go, first quarter, 14-0 Crusaders. Unity up to the line, Dykstra the quarterback, straight to the formation, two tight ends in the ball game, five-man front for Hamilton. And the give up the middle, and with running room, and off to the races, he's the 10, the 5, and he dives in, touchdown! Colton declined, the fullback, took it up the middle, and he goes in from 31 yards out for the score. And Unity now leads it 20-0. We'll call it a 41-yard touchdown run for Decline. DeYoung on for his third extra point kick of this quarter. The kick on the way, it's up, and it is good. 3:22 to go in the first quarter. It is Unity Christian 21, Hamilton nothing. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football at 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. DeYoung hits a ground ball kick, and Montoya bobbles it, picks it up at the 18. He'll try to take it upfield. He's at a 25, and he's taken down at about the 28-yard line. Well, the story of this ball game has been turnovers. Hamilton has turned it over three times, two fumbles and an interception, and Unity has cashed in all three turnovers into touchdowns. That last drive, 55 yards in two plays, and Colton Decline going 41 to the house for the touchdown. 21-0 Crusaders, 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Mudd brings the Hawkeyes up. They'll go trips right, single receiver left. Mudd is in the gun, looks at a two-man front. Now they bring a linebacker up. Mudd rolls out, steps in the pocket, slant pattern, and it is through the hands of the receiver up at the 35-yard line. That was Hayden Smith, the intended receiver, and that was a fastball by Mudd, and it hit Smith in the hands, but he couldn't hang on to it. Second and 10 for Hamilton from its 29-yard line. And the Hawkeyes simply trying to find something right now. Single receivers on either side. Two tight ends in the ball game. High snap fielded by Mudd. They give it to Dannenberg, and he plows ahead maybe to the 30. Actually, that was Trenton Alexander on the carry. Alexander's the other back that has worked in the backfield with for the Hawkeyes this year. Only a gain of one. Third and 9 to go for Hamilton from its 30. The Hawkeyes coaching staff signaling the play in. Mudd is in the gun with a running back to the right, trips right the formation. Mudd takes, rolls out to his right, gets the pressure. We got a flag down, and Mudd goes down at the 20. There is a flag down, and Mike Dykstra, a 6'2", 260-pound junior with the sack. We're going to get a holding penalty against Unity Christian. Check that, holding against Hamilton. And there was also a face mask call as well. So Unity's going to decline the penalties, and the Hawkeyes are going to have to punt. So Mudd got sacked for a loss of about 10 back to the 20-yard line. And Mudd's going to have to punt the football. Biker back deep for Unity, standing at his 40, awaiting the kick. We still have 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Unity's going to get the football back, already up by 21. Mudd sends the kick away, low-line drive, hits it midfield. Biker picks it up on one hop, and Mudd got a little bit of a running start and then had his legs go out from underneath him at the Hamilton 45, or he might have picked up another 15 yards on that return. But once again, great field position for the Crusaders. And Unity has just been rolling tonight. Of course, they have been helped out by Hamilton Miscues. Snickers already with 63 yards on just three carries to lead the Crusaders. Dykstra brings them up. Straight tee the formation. Two tight ends in the ball game. Four-man front for Hamilton. Dykstra turns and hands it off. And picking up maybe a yard on the play is Snickers. That's the first time they've been able to really corral Jeff Snickers so far in this ball game. Gain of one. Second and nine, Unity. The Crusaders quickly up to the line. They have it at the Hamilton 44. Dykstra under center. And the give, left side, and with running room to the 40, to the 30, down to the 20, and taken down at the 14-yard line. That's Colton DeKline, who just scored a moment ago. And chasing him down is Nathan Pando down at the 14-yard line. And once again, Unity on the move. Gain of 31, they mark it at the 13. And Crusaders quickly up to the line again. And once again with it is DeKline. He is tripped up at the 10. Hayden Smith came up from the secondary to make the stop for the Hawkeyes, but a pickup of 3. Second and 7 for the Crusaders from the Hamilton 10. Once again, this time they go to a wing right this time. Now they move DeKline back to his right half position. They give it off to Snickers. Snickers around the right side. He's going to go into the end zone. Touchdown, Unity. Jeff Snickers had nothing but green grass in front of him. They open the hole on the right side, and Jeff Snickers scores his second touchdown of this quarter, a 10-yard run with 1 minute exactly to play in the first quarter. It is now 27-0 Unity. DeYoung comes on for his fourth extra point. They're going to need ice for his leg by the time this one's over with if this keeps up. Here's the kick, and that one was blocked. That was a low kick, and it was tipped by one of the Hamilton linemen, so the kick is no good. 1 minute exactly to play in the first quarter. It is 27-0 Unity. Christian, back after this 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. Three plays the drive for the Unity touchdown. Jeff Snickers, his second TD of the quarter, a 10-yard run. DeYoung approaches the ball, sends the kick away, and it's going to be a touchback. 27-0 Unity Christian, and we still have a minute to play in the first quarter. Over in Zeeland, it is Zeeland West 22, Holland nothing. Danny Bauer just scored on a 77-yard gallop for the Ducks. So we've got a couple of blowouts taking shape early on here tonight. Hamilton looks to the sideline to get the play from Coach Chad Miller. Brady Munn still in the ballgame at quarterback. He came out for one series, but he did play the last series. Two receivers on the left. Two tight ends in the ball game. The give is to Dannenberg over the left side, and Heath gets out to the 22, maybe the 23, and gets wrestled back. This is a very strong Unity Christian defense, and at least that's what they've shown so far, although they have had problems stopping teams all season long. But this has not been the case at all tonight. Hamilton has just not been able to get anything going at all. Second and 8 for the Hawkeyes. This is probably going to be the last play of the first quarter. Two receivers on the right. Dannenberg lines up to the left of Mudd, who's in the gun. Man in motion, right to left. A fake the inside reverse, and Mudd's going to keep it himself, and Brady gets out to the 25 and no further. And that's going to do it for this first quarter. A big first quarter, three Hamilton turnovers. Unity converts them all into touchdowns. It is 27-0 Unity Christian at the end of one quarter here at Hamilton. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Underway here at Hamilton. The Hawkeyes with the ball and facing a huge hole. They trail 27-0. Over at Byron Center, Holland Christian has taken the early lead over the Bulldogs 3-0 on a Bryce Eggers field goal. The Maroons trying for their fifth straight win after an 0-3 start and trying to keep their state playoff hopes alive. And we'll follow that one because that has implications for the whole OK Green Conference race. Two receivers on the right, single receiver left. Mudd is in the gun. Mudd, quick screen on the outside, and it is incomplete. It was intended to, for the slot receiver, Garrett Aiding, and that was just a little too far in front of him, and it's going to be fourth down, and once again, the Hawkeyes are going to have to punt. Hamilton has not completed a pass yet tonight. They've had three passes. Two have gone incomplete. One was intercepted by Dykstra. Mudd will go into punt formation, standing at his 10, and Biker, who's had a couple of decent punt returns tonight, awaits the kick at the 45 of Unity. Mudd is going to hang this one high, and it's over the head of Biker, and it's going to take a Hawkeye roll down inside the 25, and it's going to die at the 20. A nice punt by Mudd. That's going to be a 55-yard boot, about the last 15 on the roll, and for the first time tonight, Unity really is going to have poor field position. And they've had a short field most of the night, mostly because of the result of the Hamilton turnovers. But they'll have it just past their own 20, 11:45 to go first half, 27-0 Crusaders. And at Zeeland West now leads Holland 36-0 just before halftime. As the Ducks, well, they're already in the playoffs, and they win tonight, and it sets up the showdown next week with Byron Center for the OK Green Championship. Dykstra brings him up, two tight ends in the ballgame. The give is to Decline, and Decline nearly broke it again. He got out to the 25 before Dylan Burrish made the stop. Saw a tweet on Twitter last week about Dylan's brother Ethan, who plays at Wabash College in Indiana. He had 4.5 sacks last week. He's having a great season for the Little Giants. Both Cody and Ethan Burrish play for Wabash College. Here's the give up the middle, and the ball may have popped loose, and the Hawkeyes say they have it. And the Hawkeyes have recovered the football for the first time tonight. Hamlin's going to get a break. There was a fumble on the play, and I didn't see who got it. But the Hawkeyes have recovered the football at the Unity Christian 25, so Hamilton's going to get its first opportunity to score tonight. I believe Borman may have gotten the recovery for the Hawkeyes. And Hamilton's got to capitalize here if they are to have any chance of getting back in the ballgame. Dannenberg is back in the ballgame at running back. He's lined up to the left of Mudd, who's in the gun. Mudd takes, rolls out to his left. Brady got time, throws it down the middle, and it is it intercepted? Yes, it is. He underthrew his receiver. He wanted him in the end zone. Casey Biker with the pickoff for Unity Christian down at the 3. So the Hawkeyes with their fourth turnover of the night, 2 fumbles and 2 interceptions, and geez, Hamilton gets a break, and they turn it right back over on the next play. So now Unity has it at its own 3-yard line. Dykstra brings them up, straight tee the formation. 11 minutes to play in the half, 27-0 Unity. And with it, I believe that's Snickers, and he's out past the 15 and has a Unity first down before Aiding has to bring him down. Snickers now with 79 yards on 6 carries here in the first half. And his running mate, Decline, has 78 yards on 4 carries. First and 10 Unity. They have it at their 16 following the 13-yard pickup. Now they go to a double wing formation. They send a man in motion. Then they give it to the motion man. That is Decline. Decline going behind to the 15. And he got up to maybe around the 18 or 19. Well, this is the first time we've seen them go to the double wing look. And then they brought Decline in motion behind the formation. And he got the pitch out from the quarterback on the reverse. And was able to pick up about 3 yards. Second and 9. And this time they go back to the straight T formation. The give to Snickers over the right side, and here he goes. He's to the 30. He's gone. 40 midfield. He's got a convoy. 40. Hawkeye defender tries to chase him down. Snickers to the 20. 10. 5. End zone. Touchdown Unity. Jeff Snickers, his third touchdown of this first half. It's an 81-yard gallop. And it's 33-0, Unity Christian with 9:57 to go in this first half. Snickers found a huge hole up in the middle, was cut to the outside, and there was nothing but green grass in front of him. One of the Hawkeye defenders, 80, had to try to chase him down from behind, but one of the downfield blockers, one of the wide receivers, kind of provided a shield to allow Snickers to go into the end zone for the score. DeYoung missed his last extra point kick. This time he's kicking to the right. Here's the snap. Kick on the way. It's up, and it is good. 9:57 to go, first half. It is 34-0 Unity Christian. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. 97 yards on just three plays, that Unity drive, and Jeff Snickers went the last 81 for the score, his third touchdown of the night. He now has 158 yards on seven carries. Here's a pop-up kickup, and the Hawkeye signal a fair catch. The fair catch is made at the 37-yard line, and it was made by Drew Borman, the two-way lineman. And the Hawkeyes will have it at their 37-yard line, and just a tough, tough night for Coach Chad Miller and the Hawkeyes. Four turnovers. They had an opportunity to score on their last possession, but after the fumble recovery, they turned it right back over on an interception by Biker, and that led to the long scoring drive. Mudd brings him up. He's got trips left. Only two down linemen for Unity, and three linebackers. They got five guys back. Here's the give to Dannenberg up the middle. He's got running room, and he's going to have a first down. Into, out to about midfield, it looks like. Dannenberg, a pickup of a dozen. Unity so far in the first half unofficially with 246 yards, and they have only run 15 plays offensively. Hamilton has actually run more offensive plays than have the Crusaders, but the scoreboard reads 34-0 Unity. Trips left the formation, single receiver right, Mudd is in the gun, gives it off to Dannenberg around the right side. Dannenberg is going to be dragged down from behind in Unity territory. He got maybe a couple. Derek Van Zalen, number 62, a 5'10", 150-pound junior outside linebacker, making the stop for the Crusaders. Second and eight after the two-yard pickup by Dannenberg. Mudd looks at the sideline to get the play. They go trips left. Actually, they go back to twin receivers on the left. Two tight ends in the ball game this time. Dannenberg lines up to the right of Mudd. They bring a linebacker from the outside. Dannenberg gets the handoff, and he gets down to about the 46 before being tripped up. Vancouvering on the stop, the outside linebacker. Vancouvering had a fumble recovery earlier in this ball game. Gain of three. We'll call it third and five for the Hawkeyes. They have it at the 45 of Unity. Coming up at halftime, we'll have our Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital halftime report, and we'll also have our MHSA perspective with John Johnson of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Hope College action tomorrow on 92.7 The Van as the Flying Dutchman travel to Balky Field in Alma to take on the Alma College Scots. Our airtime will be 12:40 on the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Van. Here's Mudd throwing, and he throws, and the pass is underthrown. He wanted Garrett Aiding down around the 25-yard line, but the pass a little bit underthrown on the coverage that time for the Crusaders is Brad Steenwijk, the 5'9", 150-pound cornerback. So now it'll be fourth and five, and Hawkeyes will go for it here, it looks like. They've got... Right now, when you're down by 34 points, it really doesn't seem to be of any consequence at this point. You might as well take a shot at it here. Mudd in the gun. They bring a man in motion left to right. Mudd takes, rolls out to his right, rolls, throws, got a receiver, and I believe that's going to be enough for a first down. Hayden Smith was the underneath receiver, and he caught the ball just beyond the chain there and was able to pick up the first down. And that is Hamilton's first pass completion of the night, and it's good enough for a first down to the 39 of Unity. 8:08 to go, first half, 34-0 Crusaders. Hawkeyes quickly up to the line, two receivers left. Dannenberg lines up to the left of Mudd. Mudd takes. Mudd's going to keep it himself over the left side, and he got maybe a yard. Vancouvering on the stop for the Crusaders, along with DeVries. It'll be 2nd and 9 for Hamilton from the Unity 39. Clock running, 7:40 to go in the half. Hawkeyes get the play from the sidelines. Now they go into their formation. It's twin receivers on the left, Annenberg to the left of Mudd. Mudd takes, he rolls out to his left. With time, steps up, throws, he's got a receiver, down to the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, end zone, touchdown Hamilton. Nathan Pando got open, and a nice pitch and catch that time, and the Hawkeyes are on the board with 7:18 to go in the first half. It's a 39-yard touchdown pass from Mudd to Pando, and it's now 34-6 in favor of Unity. Well, they rolled Mudd to the left that time, a little play-action fake, and the Unity defender, I think, bit for the fake, and Pando was able to get behind the secondary, and a nice throw. Pando had a long touchdown reception in the Holland Christian game a couple of weeks ago. Mudd will kick the extra point. Montoya is the holder. Here's the snap. Kick on the way. It's high, and it is up, and it is good. 7:18 to play in the first half, and the Hawkeyes on the board for the first time tonight. It is Unity Christian 34 and the Hawkeyes 7. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Now the Hawkeyes getting ready to kick off, and don't be surprised if Hamilton doesn't try an onside kick here. Oh, Mudd's going to send it deep. It rolls around, picked up at the 10-yard line by Biker. Biker comes upfield. He's to the 15, and he's going to be taken down just shy of the 20 at about the 18-yard line. First man down on the coverage was Jake Kessler, who's one of the backup defensive backs. 7:11 to play in the first half, and Hamilton just getting on the board on a 39-yard TD pass from Mudd to Pando. So it's now 34-7 in favor of the Crusaders. Tyce Dykstra comes back out to lead the Crusader offense. Had a lot of offensive fireworks, and of course, a lot of the Unity scoring coming at the result of Hamilton turnovers tonight. And here's a man breaking loose. It's Biker, and Biker might go, and he's going to be taken down from behind in Hamilton territory. Garrett Aiding made the stop, or Biker was off to the races. That's going to be a gain of 32 down to the Hamilton 49. So Biker with his third carry of the night. Nearly broke it all the way. Biker was the fullback on that play. Right now they've got Biker, Decline, and Snickers in the backfield. They've got a rotation of backs in the ball game, and they're all running the ball well right now. They give to Snickers on the right side, and Jeff gets down to the 45. You got to give the Unity offensive line a lot of credit. And they got some good sized boys, though. One of the offensive tackles, Dan Ermer, is 6'3 and 290. Mike Dykstra goes 6'2, 260. Case Overway, 6'1, 230. 2nd and 6. Now, this time they go to a double wing formation. And Dykstra puts it on his hip. Dykstra makes one man miss. The ball pops loose. I think the Hawkeyes got it. Dykstra put the ball on his hip, but then the ball popped loose, and the Hawkeyes get their second recovery, fumble recovery of the night. They recover at their 40-yard line. So we have had a turnover-filled first half. This is our sixth turnover, 4 by Hamilton, 2 by Unity. And we still have 6:14 to go in the first half. Hawkeyes come up. They scored on their last possession. And Unity's going to take their second time out here. Craig Tibby wants to settle his team down. Let's take a 30-second break. Eric Michaels, 6:14 to go first half, 34-7 Unity. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. The timeout on Mudd trying to throw a pass on first down, and he threw behind his intended receiver, Colin Tidd, and the pass goes incomplete. Hawkeyes have it 2nd and 10 at their 40 after getting the fumble recovery, their second fumble recovery of the night. They trail it 34-7 with 6:09 to go in the first half. Hawkeyes scored on their last possession, and they are trying to build some momentum heading into the half. after Unity has dominated the early stages of this ball game. And one of the receivers for Hamilton can't decide whether he wants to go in motion or not. We might get a flag here. Hamilton's going to take timeout. They had a mix-up on what play they were supposed to run. And so now the Hawkeyes are going to take a timeout. Staying active is a way for young athletes to be prepared from season to season. It doesn't mean specializing in one sport year-round, but it does mean being engaged in activities that develop them into all-around healthy participants. Get up, get active, and play. Preparation lasts all year. Learn more at the MHSAA website. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics in the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Haven't gotten an updated score on that Holland Christian Byron Center game. The Maroons got a field goal from Eggers to take an early 3-0 lead. And I know MLive.com had picked this game as their MLive.com game of the week. And we'll try and get you an updated score coming up here at the half. Hawkeyes are already waiting up to the line, but the Crusaders have not come back to the line. Now they do. Well, Holland is on the board. Wade Buckman just scored on a one-yard run for the Dutch. Mudd kept the football and got it up to about the 42. It's going to be 3rd and 8 for the Hawkeyes. They go trips left, single receiver right. Dannenberg lines up to the left of Mudd. 3rd and 8, Hamilton from its 42. Clock running, 5:40 to go in the first half. Only 2 down linemen for Unity with a couple of outside linebackers. Looks like they're going to bring somebody on a blitz. Here's Mudd rolling out to his left. Throws. Got a receiver. It is caught by Aiding. It's going to be a Hamilton first down at the Unity 46-yard line. Aiding caught the ball in front of Tice Dykstra. So the Hawkeyes able to pick up the first down. They didn't give him a very good spot on that one. They mark it at the 48, actually. But a pickup of 10. First down for the Hawkeyes. Clock continuing to roll, 5:15 left. Mudd relays the play to his offensive lineman. They send a man in motion right to left. That's Pando. And Mudd's going to keep it over the left side. He's to the 45, down to the 43. Biker and Ike Van Kempen, a 6-foot, 170-pound junior cornerback, came up to make the stop. But a pickup of 6 for Mudd on the play. Second, and we'll call it 4. The ball marked just shy of the Unity 42. 2 receivers right, single receiver left. Mudd in the gun. Mudd takes, gives it to Dannenberg. Dannenberg's got a nice hole up the middle, and I believe he's going to have a first down. Down to around the 38, maybe the 37 of Unity. Now, Hamilton's offensive line doing a nice job of opening holes for Heath Dannenberg that time, and he's able to pick up the first down. Guys trying to get an underscore before the half. 2 receivers right, single receiver left. Mudd is in the gun, 5 yards behind center. He hands it off. Actually, Mudd's going to keep it himself. He faked it to Dannenberg, and Brady gets down to about the 31. Brad Steenwijk on the stop for the Crusaders. Again, neither of these teams very deep at all. I think Hamilton has, 28 guys on their varsity, and Unity has about 30 on theirs. Pickup of 6 for Mudd on that play. 2nd and 4 Hawkeyes from the Unity 31. Mudd in the gun. They got trips right. Bad snap picked up by Brady. Mudd with time. Throws right side. He's got a receiver. It is caught by Hayden Smith. And it's going to depend on the spot whether it's a first down or not. I believe it will be a first down. He caught it just beyond the sticks. And they will give him the first down at the 26. Now, Mudd's starting to find the range a little bit. He struggled early on through a couple of interceptions, but he's starting to get some confidence back. He had the touchdown pass to Pando on the last possession. He is connected on 4 of his last 5 attempts. 1st and 10 Hawkeyes from the Unity 26. Mudd wants a man down the middle. It's caught at the 5, and it's going to be a touchdown! They fake the give to Dannenberg, and they hit Dylan Burrish right down the middle. It's a 26-yard connection, and the Hawkeyes are on the board again with 3:12 to go in the first half. It is now 34-13, Unity. Nice fake that time by Brady Munn. He faked the give to Dannenberg, stood up, and then fired it down the middle to Burrish, the tight end. Munn on for the extra point. So Mudd has thrown a pair of touchdowns on the last two possessions. Mudd's kick on the way. It's up and it's good. So Hamilton with a little bit of momentum right now. They've scored the last two times they've had the football. They have cut the Unity lead to 34-14 with 3:12 to play in the first half. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Mike gets ready to approach the ball. It's a pop-up kick-up. It hits at the 30. The ball is loose. Unity is going to need to get on it, and they do at the 25. And, well, Hamilton has shown signs of life here after four turnovers led to a 34-0 Unity lead. The Hawkeyes have come back with a pair of touchdowns, 39 yards to Pando and 26 yards to Burrish. And it's now 34-14, and Zeeland West just scored again against Holland. It's now 44-8 Ducks over the Dutch. And that's just before halftime again. Here come the Crusaders, and getting it on the left side, I believe that was Snickers with it. And he gets out over the 30 to 32. Hard to tell who's got the football. It was Snickers. And Jeff picked up about 7. Snickers has had a huge first half. He is over 160 yards rushing. And here's a give, and this time it's Biker with it, and Biker's got a first down on over the 35 to the 36. 2:48 to go in the half. Unity, I believe, has just one timeout left. They took a couple of early timeouts in this ball game, but the Crusaders quickly up to the line. Dykstra under center. Hamilton jamming the line with 7 guys right now. And Dykstra puts the ball on his hip, but on the right side, he lost the football on a bootleg last time. This time he gets wrestled down at the line of scrimmage. The Hawkeyes not fooled at all that time by the bootleg. And Tate Knapp led the way for the Hawkeyes, dropping Dykstra after a gain of 1. 2:25 clock running, 2nd and 9 for Unity from its 37. Two tight ends in the ball game, full house backfield. Dykstra the quarterback. The give is to Vancouvering on the left side. Check that, that's Decline with it. And Decline gets out to the 40. Colton Decline on the carry, a 6'3", 185-pound junior. Decline has had a 41-yard touchdown run tonight. Snickers has had 3 touchdowns. And I think Biker was shaken up on that last play. He's being looked at on the Unity sideline. 3rd and 6 Crusaders, under 2 minutes to play in the half. 34-14 Unity. It was 34-0 just a few minutes ago. Dykstra under center. Dykstra's going to take it around right end. Dykstra gets up to the 43. I think there was a missed exchange that time. I think the ball was supposed to go to Snickers, but Dykstra kept it himself, and he was not able to get the first down. And now Hamilton is going to take a timeout with 1:36 to go. They want time to, you know, work their 2-minute offense. And you look at the Hawkeyes defense right now, they are fired up right now. They were gashed in the early stages of the ball game, but they have found a way to stop this Unity offense, and they're going to get the football back with an opportunity to get another touchdown to make it a 2-score ball game. And boy, the way this game started out, I thought we were looking at a running clock to start the second half, but no, give the Hawkeyes a lot of credit. And this is a team that does not quit. When we saw that game a couple of weeks ago against Holland Christian, they were down 36-0 at the half, and Hamilton did not quit in the second half of that ball game. They came back and actually were within 5 yards of making it a 1-score ball game late in the contest. And I had a chance to talk to Chad Miller after that ball game, and I told him I was very impressed with the character his team showed in that second half against Holland Christian. This is an undermanned team, but this is a team that has a lot of fight. Unity's going to go for it. 4th and 2 from their 44. Dykstra under center. The give up the middle. And I think that's Decline with it, and he is going to have a first down to the 47. It was just a straight drive play, and Colin Decline able to pick up the first down, or rather Colton Decline. They move the chains. They stop the clock at 1:32 to set the chains, and Unity quickly up to the line. Five-man front for the Hawkeyes. Dykstra is back to throw. Gets pressure. He's got a man out there. It's Snickers, and he overthrew him. And check that. That was Dakota Vandegooch, the tight end, and he was wide open. He got behind the secondary, and Dykstra overthrew him. That was Unity's first pass attempt of the night. We told you that they don't throw the ball a whole lot. Clock stopped at 1:21, second and 10 for Unity from its 47. Dykstra takes, gives it off to Snickers, and Snickers got maybe a yard. Hayden Smith and Tate Knapp on the stop for the Hawkeyes. It's going to be third and 9 for Unity. The ball just shy of the 49. Now, Hamilton trying to get a stop here. Under a minute to go in the half. Biker brings the play in from the sideline for Coach Craig Tibby. Tibby, the only coach the Crusaders have had since they started their football program in 2003. 41-61 is their all-time record. They go to a double wing formation. They bring the man in motion back. Dykstra is back to throw. Gets pressure. Steps up. Throws, and it is incomplete. Dykstra was hit as he threw the football. And that was Knapp again on the hit for the Hawkeyes. That pass was a little wobbly, and you got to give Tate Knapp the credit that time for the Hawkeyes for causing that wobbly pass. It's now 4th and 9 with 35 seconds to go in the half. And I think for the first time tonight, we're going to see Unity punt the football. They have either scored or fumbled tonight on their previous possessions. Vandegooch on for the punt. Gets the snap. And he's going to angle it toward the sideline. It hits inside the 20. Gets a nice roll, and it's going to die inside the 10-yard line out of bounds. Nice job that time by Dakota Vandegooch, the punter. And Hamilton will have it with 28 seconds to go in the half, trailing 34-14. They marked the ball at the 11, so my guess is that being on this deep end of the field, I'm guessing the Hawkeyes are going to just take try a running play and run the clock out here just because of the distance that they have to go. I think if they were further upfield, they might take a shot downfield, but we'll see what the Hawkeyes elect to do here. Mutt is in the gun. He's got two receivers on the right. Gannenberg is the running back. Mutt rolls out to his right, rolls, throws, and it is off the hands of the receiver and almost intercepted. It was intended for Nathan Pando up around the 15-yard line. It went off Pando's hands, and Blake Hooter, a cornerback, had a shot at an interception that time. Clock stopped with 23 seconds left. Mudd now 5 of 12 through the air for 86 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. 2 receivers on the right. Dannenberg lines up to the left of Mudd. 2nd and 10, they bring a man in motion. They fake the reverse. Mudd's going to keep it. Mudd tries to get to the outside, and we got a flag down, and Mudd is taken down at about the 14. They'll stop the clock for the flag at 15 seconds, and we're going to get a holding call against Hamilton. And I think Craig Tibby may elect to decline the penalty. We'll have to see. It looks like they are going to decline the penalty. They mark it at the 15. 3rd and 6, 15 seconds to go in the half. And Unity does take a timeout with 15.4 seconds left in this first half. Schools across the state are promoting their athletic and non-athletic activities through the MHSA's school broadcast program. Students are getting experience in video production, and schools are using the program to better communicate with their communities through the MHSA.tv website. For more information about the school broadcast program, visit MHSA.tv. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. Busy sports weekend here on WHTC and 92.7 The Van. Hope college football action tomorrow as the Flying Dutchman take on Alma up at Balky Field. Broadcast time is 12:40 tomorrow with Ron and Jerry on 92.7 The Van. Of course, game six of the American League Championship Series tomorrow night at Fenway Park as the Tigers try to stay alive in their series with the Boston Red Sox. It'll be Max Scherzer getting the ball for the Tigers tomorrow night. And if there's a game seven on Sunday, we'll have it for you as well. And on Sunday, we'll also have Detroit Lions football as the Lions take on Cincinnati at Ford Field in Detroit. Join Dan Miller and Jim Brandstatter for the play-by-play beginning at 12 noon on WHTC. Mudd is going to hand it off on a reverse to Pando, and Pando's going to be hit for a loss. Pando taken down at about the 9-yard line. Vancouvering broke through that time for the Crusaders, and time is going to run out here in this first half. Well, the Hamilton Hawkeyes struggled in the early going, turned it over four times, and Unity Christian converted all four turnovers into touchdowns. They led it 34-0 at one point, but the Hawkeyes got a couple of late scores on touchdown passes from Brady Mudd. And at halftime, it is Unity Christian 34 and Hamilton 14. When we come back, we will have our Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital halftime report. But first, let's take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com.